the 1st of September 2022. My name is Willard and this is podcast episode number 152. Today's episode is titled, Blinded by Her Sex Appeal. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Not saying things have to get that far, but I do wonder where sex appeal is in classically masculine clothing in general. All things considered, I am not sure how folks are still blindsided by the Pete Davidson sex appeal. No matter how many A-list hits Davidson has pulled off, there are people who still remain giddy, like Davidson's sex appeal is some sort of undercover, poorly known secret. Even though Twitter needs constant reminders about Davidson's charms, it seems like Kim Kardashian is totally on board. You could literally drop a knife most times, because the thing that is appealing to people is that sex appeal element. You can even tone down sex appeal in situations where you do not want to emphasize it, like in a workplace. It is not like you either have sex appeal or do not, it is something that you have a choice of turning the volume up or down. The other thing that is really important about how we teach sex appeal is you can volume up, you can volume down. From there, the person can learn how to increase sex appeal with whispers, and to lower their vocal pitch so it sounds more enticing, but the fundamental vocal pitch has to be alluring. You could have a woman that has had all sorts of surgeries and might have parts that she thinks are more perfect, but if she does not understand the language of sex appeal, then she will be less attractive than women that do. Just like Kimberly Lawton, everybody I talked to, inside menswear as well as outside, agreed that what you wear does not determine sex appeal, it is how that clothing makes the wearer feel. We tend to think that in order to improve our sex appeal, we have to change how we look physically, be it by dieting, increasing our muscle tone, applying makeup, or wearing hot pants. Men may boost their sex appeal by investing in an aftershave that smells good, or a douche, so I suppose odor plays at least a part. In the scent ads, only the more attractive women are using a scent, implying that if you wear this kind of scent, you too will look good. If you watch runway shows at recent fashion weeks, you may notice glimpses of the sexual attraction of menswear. Sex appeal becomes the first thing we notice as we scan the room. It causes us to strike up conversations with women who have no other interests in our minds, and also causes us to overlook attractive or godly women because their faces or bodies are unappealing. Ultimately, all this is to say that sex appeal is far more than simply untying some buttons on a t-shirt. Intriguingly, new studies suggest that women prefer even non-familiar male partners, in some circumstances. They have also suggested that women's creativity might draw men to them, however, they did not control for that possibility in the present study. Again, the reproductive status of females could be a significant factor influencing the attractiveness of creativity. I think that there are some who simply presume blind people are sexually unattractive, and this is just nuts. Some people assume blind girls just love everyone because we cannot see, but this is just flat out wrong. It means blind people need to directly interact with the person before we feel sexual attraction. Blind people cannot look at someone's beauty from across a room, make eye contact, or read body language. Physical touch often plays a much stronger role in sexual attraction in blind people as well. If you learn how to stand a certain way, if you learn how to make yourself look hotter by using more appealing body language, if you learn how to look more assertive, if you make yourself look like a sexually attractive individual, then you increase your ability to draw in people of the opposite sex. Your ability to make yourself look attractive for that time will increase as well. One thing that Kelly loves about marriage, the way that God designed it, is that it frees us up from viewing women as potential sexual objects, where physical appearance is the most desired characteristic. If Kelly is committed to my wife post-marriage, mentally and physically, I am not going to strip women down in my head, and I am not going to pay more attention to stereotypically attractive women than others, because I am not viewing them as potential sex objects. If Kelly is committed to having no sex before marriage, I will not be hanging out with younger women on the basis of whether or not they would look good in bed. Avery is just presented as a young woman trying to navigate falling in love
and having sex, and that is hugely relatable, even though her methods might differ from yours. It is more that she simply is not wired to express love or care for another human being the way that most humans are. Sex appeal chose never to explore Avery's differences in depth, as far as naming her, and by doing so, never came off as weird or different, which worked in sex appeal's favor. While the movie paints Avery as a perfectionist who simply has not prioritized social milestones, and is attracted to people's intelligence rather than their physical attributes, the film's conclusion suggests there is more going on than just that. Sex appeal follows Avery as she sets out to learn all there is to know about having sex, after her long-distance boyfriend tells her that he is ready to take things to the next level.
This has been Podka, episode 152. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.